the mic is always on and mine is on right now when we are set again to bring to you radio like you've never known. A moment on radio where you take a break off the stress, the hustle, the bustle, the worries, you know, the anxiety, and just have fun and celebrate the gift of life. I remember one time I was 8 years old, and then my mom took me to the farm early in the morning, 5 a.m. I mean, about 4 a.m. And then we're in the dead of these tropical forests on the foot of Mount Fako. And we got into a deep part of the forest, and there's a gutter there, something like a gutter, a pathway created by, you know, the lava that flowed from the eruption of the mountain. You know, when it flows down, it creates a pathway, and it's so large. It looks like, you know, like a canal. And we're in there, and I thought I saw a ghost that night. I felt I was going to die. Trust me, as a kid, I felt that day I would not leave after that day. That was like 8 or thereabout. Here I am in my early 30s and I'm still alive. Sometimes situations and happenings could, you know, push you to think that it's the end of it all. You feel like, hey, I cannot get off this. This is bigger than me. But the truth is, the fact that you're still alive is because you have the ability to overcome it. And that's my motivational word for you this morning. Don't give up. Keep going. Keep pushing forward. Because someday, and someday soon, things will get better for you. On that note, we'd like to bid you welcome to this morning's episode of What's Up Lagos, Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info.
That's What's Up Lagos. Welcome. Check your time. It's 10 past 10 right now. Welcome to What's Up Lagos with the Techers. I am Andrea Adwobi Teke.
And this is the voice of the microphone heavyweight, Collins.
Okay. Lagos, how are you? You know that the first hour of the show, we get to ask you what is going on around your area and how you're doing this morning. So feel free to reach out to us right now and tell us the situation of things around you. And then remember to scream, "What's up, Lagos?" Like, wrap up all that emotion and scream it all out. And we'll be right here to scream right back at you, "What's up, Lagos?" And then cheers to life.
That's absolutely correct. It's an exercise I describe as an expression of freedom, of peace and harmony, and that's something you should look forward to. Isn't that what we all need?
Absolutely.
All right, guys, the numbers haven't changed. 0700-993-993-993. How was the weekend for you? By the way, ladies, you can call
01465-7190. I'll take that again, 01465-7190. If you want to drop a WhatsApp message, you can do that via...
on 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805 for WhatsApp messages only.
That's right. So you can tell us what was your high point over the weekend.
Yep.
Shout out to all the Man U fans.
Why did you laugh? Isn't it a laughing matter?
Okay. Take heart. I am so sorry.
No, it's football. You can laugh. He's as loud.
No, I'm not laughing at you guys. I'm actually for you guys. But I mean, I'm
you're
a
not
Liverpool
for you.
Fan.
You're a Liverpool fan. No, please. You're not for any guys.
You know, I mean, I feel for them. Like, I feel for you.
I mean, it's football. Anything can happen. And of course,
that was some whooping.
I mean, stuff happens. You know, and more so that. He said, don't even let us enter this pod matter now to talk about Mayo. Because Mayo, as Mayo is now, we don't even know. I don't know if the coach is confused or the player. I don't know, man. You can't. That means football is a team game. You have a Cristiano Ronaldo and you're losing 5-0. It doesn't matter.
Talking about that, I saw this very funny meme or people, you know, just posted something. It was Heart Shade. Yeah. Now, they said, Man U bought GOAT. And Liverpool used it to do salamis.
Oh, Nigerians.
Did you get the joke?
I got it. I mean, Ronaldo, the greatest of all time. That's a goat. And Mo Salah is with Liverpool, and of course,
and they did the Salah meet. Anyway, you guys.
If I give somebody left hand, then
we play too much, right?
I'm telling you. But that's the fun of football, by the way. And apart from football, what has made your weekend? What is that very prominent activity that you paid attention to? Was it happening around your neighborhood? Is this something commendable or something condemnable? We give you the opportunity to also express yourself along those lines.
Absolutely.
Right here.
Also, there was something, one particular story I saw, not exactly a story, but a happening. And I think this happened on Friday.
Yeah.
So it's about Messi Johnson. And she had to post a few things on her Instagram page as well. So apparently her first daughter loves school, like she said, but has been scared to go to school. And she started wondering why she's been scared to go to school. And she asked her why. And she said a certain teacher has been bullying her. And this teacher had made it clear that she does not like her mother.
Are you kidding?
And transfer that hatred, and had to transfer that hatred on her child.
Wow.
You know, and she said she had to go to the school, greeted the teacher. The teacher, you know, still gave her some attitude, and she was like, well, maybe it's one of those people who hate me. Mm-hmm. Only for her to realize it was that same teacher who has been maltreating her daughter. And, you know, she went ballistic. She went ballistic. And I had to understand her because, you know, by God's grace, I'm a mom, and I know how it feels when another person hurts my child. I mean, you can hurt me, hate me, but don't go close to my child.
I mean, people always like to transfer that kind of aggression. You hit the parent, and then you take it to the child.
Yeah.
Innocent child.
Yeah.
It's a common happening in our society.
But it's not fair. Leave the innocent child out of it.
But people find it really difficult to do so. They find it difficult to do so. And I mean, talking about Mr. Johnson's situation, by the way, I like her so much. I mean, I think she's one of the greatest actresses we have. I think she's well underrated.
She's done well for herself.
She's doing well. She's doing amazingly well. We know that for sure. But I feel she's highly underrated. And that's a statement of fact. She's been there. Check the movies. From those are the faces of Nollywood, if you like.
Yeah.
All right. And for those who are, I mean, I don't know why you hate it anyway. Everybody kind of like you.
Yeah.
As I am now, I know the people will be saying, just tune in the air, call me black. I better come out there. I don't like her. You know, I know. We know. We're aware. It's okay. But transferring it to the child, it's, man, come on. Think about it. I mean, where did it begin to you now?
Exactly.
You know, things like that. And then sometimes I would lie. Teachers have to do a bit more. You know, when you go to school, you're doing your job. It's professional, right? You do not transfer your present situation, your happening, all right, what is happening to you, your house, or, you know, in your personal life, and then you go to school and the students who suffer for it. It's a common happening.
Yeah.
And as kudos to those who are able to manage their emotions and not transfer their aggression.
Yeah.
But here is where I'm going to. Schools have to do more. School authorities have to do more in checking their teachers. It looks as if they just free them. Do as you like. Some have even turned their office into, you know, an Agbero office. How do
what
I
do
mean?
You mean my Agbero office?
You know, we believe that it's Agbero that collect tips and security men that always ask you for tips and things like that. Some teachers have just turned to that. Some of them will even like go as far as giving you sign like, okay, you know, they say some things just to get it to tip them. I mean, it's also, it could be embarrassing. I think schools should do a bit more, you know, just to lend a voice to that.
I also heard that there are some parents, or there are some, I don't know, it's an unwritten rule where if you tip your teacher, they would take care of your child better compared to other children. So if you're a parent, you're coming to the school, so that this teacher will put eye for my child, let me give her extra tip or extra money so that she can, you know, pay attention to my child especially.
Those are the things that the school authorities have to watch and be very careful. And also, when they have PTA meetings, these are conversations they should have. You know, look, I understand that. I know the place of, especially if your school is a big school, you know, that, you know, the big school where big men, children, they go, you know, things like that. You have that kind of experience, you know. As a big man myself, I know what it means.
So, as a big man myself.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know how I feel. So, guys, I think we should look into that, because sometimes your heart is keeping, I know, tip this teacher, I may not go beat my pekino. And then we should put cameras where parents can have your phone and be monitoring from where they are.
Apart from that, so that they can have a video of the activities happening in the school for that day.
Absolutely.
You know.
Because, you know, it's you. Sometimes we just live in the hands of God. Say, God,
protect my picking, protect my child.
Let's get back to the calls right now. Lagos, we're ready to hear you.
0700-993-993-993. The female only line, 01465-7190. And you can drop a WhatsApp message
on 0809-597-5805. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Who do we have?
My name is David, calling from Baduri.
Welcome, David. How are you? Yes,
I'm fine. First time caller.
Yay! You made
welcome,
it.
Welcome. Okay. He's excited to call. That's okay. Right? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Yes, my name is Esther. I'm a first-time caller.
Welcome, ooh. Esther. Welcome. You made it.
Thank you. This is an interesting topic about teachers and children, especially in primary and pre-primary.
Absolutely.
Yep. Yes. When my child is now 29 going to 30, but in his primary 3, he went to a school in Festac, and that school has tradition that when you are moved from the lower primary, that's prep to primary 2, is a big ceremony moving to primary 3. And actually, primary 3 is in another side of the street. So they match them across. So it was a big thing. It was a big deal that you are now in primary 3.
Okay.
And so that period, being my first child, I was excited. Then they started the inter-house sports practice. My son was to march.
Mm-hmm.
And pardon me, I have to give you the story. Go so ahead. My son, we were made to buy Archbishop cap because he was in the Archbishop's house.
Okay.
So he will come back from school, we'll do practice, we'll march, you know. The younger sister would watch us and things like that. Now, the day of the actual inter-house sports, I had to take him to school before 8, you know, and then they were still practicing. Then I went to Godred, came with a friend to watch my son march. And now, when they got into the arena, after some time, I observed from a distance, because I don't joke with PTAs, I don't joke with anything that had to do with going to, you know, see these children in school.
Yeah.
I noticed that my son's shoulder dropped from a distance. So I told my friend, I said, look, wait, I think there's a problem. So I ran across the field, and the frenzy was already there. They were already beating the drums and everything. So I said, Obi, what is it? And he said to me, Mommy, teacher said I wouldn't march. I said, what? She said, I'm doing left and right. I said, no, not to worry, you will march. I said, where is the auntie? I walked up to her and I said, please, I'm Obina's mother. And he said, you told him he will not march. She said, yes, so I don't want somebody that will spoil my match. It's a competition. I said, no. He will match. You don't appreciate what you are trying to do to the psyche of an 8-year-old boy. He will match. Instead, you will put him to the extreme or in the middle.
Yeah.
So that your judges will not see him.
Yeah.
But he will match. No, she wanted to make an issue. The headmistress of the school then was an Irish sister. I said, maybe we'll have to talk to Sister Anne about this. And so we went and spoke to Sister Anne. Said, no, he will march. And they put him in the middle. And my son marched.
Wow.
Nice.
Now, because the teacher was saying, what of other parents? I said, well, it's a choice to be here today at this time.
Yeah.
And then I have chosen to be here for my son.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Now, yeah.
When we, after all that, when we were now going home later in the day, my son says to me from the blue, Mommy, thank you for being there today. They would have kept me out of the film.
Oh.
You know? And you can imagine what would have happened to that child.
Yeah.
Who now has a PhD in mechanical engineering.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Wow.
And he had seen him at age 8.
Wow.
Oh, she's off. Wow. But man, congratulations. What a story indeed. Mm-hmm. I mean, that touched me. I had goosebumps. I can't even lie.
That's right. I mean, it just brushes to the fact that teachers have to do a bit more.
You have to
understand.
Do it, but I like what she said. She was about the competition and not about the psyche of the child.
Yep.
She was focused on winning the competition and, you know, not about the psyche of the child.
Hmm. Let's hear more from Lagosians as we move across one more call. Hello, good morning. Hello? Okay. Hello, good morning. All right. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos? This is so wonderful.
Aww. We're glad you made it.
Cheers to life. I didn't hear it.
Cheers to life.
Cheers to life.
You know, I was waiting for your WhatsApp, Lagos.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh,
good
my.
Morning. I'm a first time caller. My name is TY.
Ah, welcome,
Hi,
TY.
Yeah. Just to add to what the last caller talked about, the kids.
Yeah.
You know, I have three girls.
Okay.
And my baby is 9 years younger than my second.
Okay.
So, and, you know, she's so much excited to have mommy around.
All right, can you pace up just a bit more? We need to go on a break. We don't want to cut you quickly.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, just in addition, just in continuation to what the lady said, I know that the last time they had a prize-giving time in school, you know, because of COVID, it had to be done just after, during the assembly.
Okay.
You know, so I had to hurry up as much as possible to get to their school, but somehow... This was also in first pack. Somehow I was caught up in traffic, but eventually I got there. And I saw that my daughter has been called. You know, I asked the teacher, and she said, your daughter has already been called. I said, okay, that's fine. But after everything, she must still be called, and I must take a picture with her.
Hmm.
You know, because that is it for my daughter. That mommy was here.
That's
mommy
right.
supported me.
Yes.
You know, and that makes all the difference.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah, so Mike is always on right here. What a break that was. Well, guys, you see, let's just talk this matter. Let's not just ignore it as if it's not part of it. I know some of you will be like, tomorrow they break long. You know, let's start accommodating ourselves one way or the other with these adverts. You know, the meaning of that is that, you know, I mean, cool, yeah, so the show will stay alive. You know, we'll try our best to try and see how we can better reduce them in such a way that it won't be this long. But guys, this is us appealing to you. You understand? You know that if we go on a break by 11, by 10:30, by 10:25, you know, it might just be a break for simply maybe some minors, just you know, for a few minutes, and then we'll be back. All right. So don't run away. Call others to bring the vest. Just stay right here because the show is continuing. It's 10:42, and this is What's Up Lagos with the Techers.
That's right. It's still the feel of Lagos, and then our banter is still ongoing.
That's right.
But first, you tell us how you're doing and what's going on around your area. What's the atmosphere, is condition like?
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing specifically? I mean, are you fine? Like, I really do care.
Are you okay?
are you fine? Okay? Feel free to let us know. 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01-465-7190. Also, you can drop a WhatsApp message
on 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805 for WhatsApp messages.
We have quite a few WhatsApp messages. Idoze Dean and Naji here says, "What's up, Lagos? Just a live, beautiful couple. I'm still trying to recover from the big blow that hit Manu yesterday. It was like a tsunami." It says, "But we move. Anyways, my lungu is fine this morning. Thank
great.
You.
Great to know."
Another here says, "Bros, hunger, don't wire you before." He says, salary, no, they reach use again. The teacher where you, they tip, no need to be a specific class teacher. Just one way you know to say they take responsibility of your child's welfare. Because sometimes your child needs someone to watch their backs at certain crucial moments. My experience was in secondary school when a non-academic staff would give me full scrap paper to write tests and exams. She did this, she did it without any tips from my parents. And he says, of course, we were king's men.
Okay.
All right.
Rawlings is on the line. Rawlings is calling back after the break. Hi, Rawlings. Welcome. Welcome.
Good morning, Collins and Andrea.
Hi, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. I want to talk about this school thing.
All right. Where are you calling from? And
I'm calling from Sulere.
All right, great. Let's talk.
Yeah. When my daughter was in school, my daughter is graduated now, but when she was in school, secondary school, first year, she went to a prominent secondary school in Sulere. All these so-called big man school, like Colin said, he's a big man.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm happy you heard that.
I was trying to do my best.
Yeah.
And then she did very well in primary school. Then first term, secondary school, second term, I went to pick her on the day of her, at the end of the first year.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw that her result was so bad. And I, it was just like below my expectations. So I sat in the car. I was supposed to drive because I drove to that place. I couldn't drive. I was so weak. And I just saw tears coming down my eyes. Rolling down my eyes. I'm like, oh God, so I'm not doing enough. What do I do again? Because I sit up with her, I do this, I read, I practically read her books off my head, off her or whatever.
Yeah.
A parent walked up to me. Probably she noticed how I was feeling. And she said, "Ah, madam, good afternoon. I only see you come to pick your daughter or drop her. What's the problem? I'm a parent." And I said, "She didn't do well. That I'm actually disappointed and devastated." So she said, "What's her result?" I gave her. She said, she's in the same grade with my son.
Okay.
I said, "Don't you know what to do?" I said, "What?" At that point, I was excited, like hope was coming from somewhere. And she said, "Don't you know her class teacher?" I said, "I do." He said, "Do her well now."
Wow.
"Do her well. Give her some tips, some signs and all that. They will help, they will help her. Even if she didn't make a good grade, they will just help you upgrade her."
Wow.
And I looked at the lady with bewilderment. And I'm like, what? How much am I paying? The girl is a graduate now. She's working. So you can imagine then.
Yeah.
I was paying over $150,000.
Wow.
And you are telling me again, give her a tip, do this, do that. And, even if she didn't do so well, they would let you. These things that these private schools are doing, my brother. And I just looked at her and I said, "Thank you." And she showed me, said, "Look, my son came second." And I looked at it and I didn't say anything. I kept quiet. I went home. Subsequently, I realized that my daughter's notes were always empty.
Hello?
My daughter's notes were always empty.
Okay.
And I kept wondering why. So I went back. I went to the school. As a matter of fact, I removed her from that school because they named me a troublemaker. I went back to that school. It's unfortunate. It's a very big school. I don't want to spoil their show. I went back to that school and I found out that they copy notes during lesson. After the school, that's when they copy notes. And I'm like, why do you copy notes? You have
from 8 a.m. till 1:45 when school closes. They say it's not enough for them. So they do all the other things. And then, and because I said I don't want child abuse. Once the school closes by 1:45, let her come home. I have a lesson teacher at home. I don't like this attitude of children staying in the school till 5.
All right. Wow. Kunle is on the line. He's been waiting for Migondo for a while. You got the message from Arali. We're
going
to get back to that.
Hi, Kunle. What's up, Lagos? Welcome.
What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
Andrea, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
How you guys doing, man?
We're doing great. How are you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Lovely to hear that, man.
How are you?
My weekend was nice as well.
Oh, great.
Good to know.
Let me say they beat my team as they beat my you. We have to leave that story.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, let me quickly jump on the topic. Mm-hmm. I also have a similar experience like that of my children. That one of my children, she's three. One of them is three. And I noticed that really sometimes in our lunch box, you know, my wife packs a lot of goodies, whatever, biscuit and a lot. Sometimes you will see one or two sweets that they don't finish and they come back home with it.
Mm.
But lately, we discovered that, you know, once they go to school and they come back, their bag is always empty. The lunchbox will be empty, and sometimes they shout, they are hungry. Okay, no problem. So we didn't know that this was even happening to other children.
Mm.
So on this fateful day, a parent took her, I think probably the parent woke up late, so she just took her child to the school and with the lunchbox, but her food was, and the child's food was not prepared. So the woman said, okay, let me quickly go back home, prepare the food and bring it. So before break time, when the woman brought back the food to the school, so she wanted to put it in a lunchbox. She now discovered that before 11 o'clock, there was no biscuit, no sweet, no junks in the lunchbox.
Hmm.
And she lamented, she screamed, and, you know, they said probably the child took it. Okay, Auntie Alpha, when did this child take all these things? So even the proprietress was like, call the auntie, like, come, what is happening? She said, nothing, she doesn't know anything about it. But, you know, the parent was so mad, the woman was so mad, like, why would this be happening?
Hmm.
With annoyance. The woman just carried the auntie's bag, poured everything, and all the biscuits and sweets was inside.
Wow.
All the biscuits and sweets.
Hey, this is scary, man. Wow.
So, you know, it's so terrible. Though the child lost her job that very day.
Yeah. Mm.
What am I trying to say is, I know my child.
Hmm.
At three, I know what she can do.
Yeah.
So, at first, when she used to bring her result home, I saw average. It's like Ivy, average girl, with all this sharpness. Now when they got another teacher for the girl, now my daughter is she's the most brilliant in the class.
Mm.
So probably she doesn't really eat for my own daughter. That's why my daughter is getting average in her class. So anybody that she can take from is the one that is the best in the class.
Wow.
Man, these things are alarming and uncalled for.
Absolutely. Thank you, Michael.
It's like,
you know that you said something about having CCTVs,
yes,
recorded, and then where the parents should have access to those,
yep,
videos at the end of every class or maybe every week or something. I think that's a good
because
idea.
Do you suspect this suspects something?
What are you not talking?
Because I don't understand.
What are you not
talking?
Sometimes
the plate will be clean, like, you know. You know,
stop. It's okay. You know? Let's move. They know that we are broadcasters.
Okay. Oh, they know. Let's not say this. Come on, Collins. But I want to give kudos to something. They're doing a good job.
Absolutely, absolutely.
The ghost keeps beginning left hand now. Michael from Jack. We are live at Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. And this is What's Up Lagos with the Techers. And we're live for the family talk right now. And for the next 25 minutes or thereabouts, before we go on another commercial break, we'll be discussing or trying to talk about a very prominent topic, a very important matter that we perhaps are just keeping quiet about it. Or maybe it's not even a thing anymore. Or perhaps it is still a thing. And we just want to get your opinion about it. For those who do not know what we're talking about, that's perhaps you haven't been on our socials, because so we have already posted our topic there and on our social media platforms. And we would get you to talk about it live on the radio right now.
Okay. Before we head straight to jumping on that conversation or answering the questions that will accompany the topic, we have a few WhatsApp messages that we a few people who want to share their experience as to what we talked about during the first hour of the show.
Yeah, children, relationship.
Absolutely. All right. So this person says, I took my son for NECO common entrance exam for Unity School. I saw parents sneaking in prepared answers for their kids through their teachers. He said, I was so sad for the future of this country. Anyway, I took my son to UK because I can't cope with what's ongoing. Okay. Another here says, this topic is not peculiar to teachers alone. Teachers' harshness is evidence of harshness we all face as a result of failure of the management or the manager in this country. It says, handling of corruption issues have to start from the top. He says teachers are becoming beggars, especially those in some private schools whose take home is nothing worth of groundnut change, yet they have family to take care of, so such will do things to attract the favor of parents. This is Sam coming from Iba Estate.
That's true.
All right.
Vance, I say the school authorities have to do more.
Actually.
For the teachers.
Absolutely. This one says, I think every teacher needs to start taking every child like theirs. All right. Another here is just screaming, what's up, Lagos? I think that's a bit we have. Okay, there's this one sharing her story. She says, good morning, the techers. The topic this morning is so funny. When I was in secondary school, there was a teacher that always bullied me, and she was my class teacher then in SS1. She bullies me to the point that she must see my food in the morning before class starts just because I was chubby. So she thought my parents were rich, not knowing my mom was a food seller. Reasons why I bring food to school every day. She even tipexed my results that I repeated the class, not knowing I have seen my results on the broadsheet. A teacher had to advise my mom to buy her hamper so she would leave me alone. But she was later demoted. Oh, sorry. She was later demoted to junior secondary school.
This is a thing.
It actually is.
It is a thing. So we'll perhaps find some time and some other day to talk about this more extensively. I know a lot of people really wanted to call to talk about this. But we have another question that we're asking you, which is our focus today on the Family Talk, right, Andrea?
Absolutely. Our question is, what myth were you told about using your left hand? Apparently, there's been a lot of myth or a lot of beliefs about people who use their left hands.
That's right.
In fact, growing up, if your child was using more of their left hand, you were asked to stop that child from using the left hand to use the right hand instead. Some people say that the usage of your left hand is either rude or disrespectful.
That's right.
Or the person who uses the left hand has an evil spirit.
Yep. I mean, I've heard so many things, and sometimes you might want to say, no, Africa, no. Even some international news outfits or magazines reported about left-handedness and called it, evil in the past. And some even believe that left-handed people are what? Like you mentioned, that they're witches or wizards.
They have evil spirits.
You know, oh my God! yeah. So some left-handed people are even considered evil.
Yeah.
like they that they are person, evil personified.
Mm. Also, there are also some myths that say that people who have left hands, or people who use their left hands, or people who are left-handed, mm-hmm. people who are left-handed, they have a personality that is introverted. Mm. They are they don't talk much. But they are hot-tempered. That is, they don't talk much. If they talk, you know, they don't talk as much. But when you trigger them, they could go overboard.
Mm-hmm.
They are, you know, myths or people who believe in things like that. But we want to know today, how true are these myths? And what are those that you have also heard?
Mm-hmm.
Are you a left-hander? Do you want to tell us your experience as well as to how people have received you? Because another thing is, they also get discriminated.
Yes,
they're also to some extent persecuted.
Absolutely.
For using their left hand. And then we're asking, you know, why is using a left hand so much of a bad thing?
That's a big question. I've even heard that even left-hand people, that they're more creative or in sports. Yeah. And somehow, I only believe that small, because if you see lefty people in it, football, you know, the Messi and the likes, who, and you know.
There's also that belief that they're of the advantage when it comes to sporting activities or physical activities.
But let's hear from you, Lagos. That's the conversation today. And the psychologists have said that it could actually affect children, if you don't know. If you have a child that's a left-handed, you want to force the child to change the hand, that you might just be doing evil to that child as against good. But let's hear from you the myths about left-handedness.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Good morning.
Wow. What's up, Lagos?
Just alive. You never expected it.
I'll be calling for.
Ooh. Oh my God.
Village people, no. Leave this man alone. You know, spirits, leave him alone. Let him connect. He's still his moments like that.
Mm.
If I give this network hand. Anyways. Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive. Welcome. Who do we have?
My name is Lara from Ikorodu.
Uh-huh. Welcome.
Thank you. My son was left-handed years ago.
You were.
Oh, your network is terrible.
Oh, okay. I'll call back.
All right. Thank you. Thank you about that. 0700-993-993-993. If you want to be a part of the conversation, we're asking, what are those myths and beliefs that you must have heard about using your left hand? And why is it so much of a bad thing if you are a left-hander? Uh-huh. You want to share your experience with us as well. We're also asking, why do parents stop their children from using their left hand?
It's very common. Move it. Use this hand. You know, and then nobody asks the question. Say, okay, why?
Hmm.
Somebody is born and they are more comfortable using their left hands. And even there's some research. Anyway, let's hear from Adura. Adura. Oh, my God. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Adura. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive. Is Adura your name?
Yeah.
Really? I think Adura means prayer.
Yeah.
So your name is prayer.
Adura Gbemi.
Okay.
Adura Gbemi. Let's talk.
Yeah, I was left-handed when I was younger.
Uh-huh. You were corrected.
My mom used to beat me. But I remember it's just one word that changed me. But till now, there's something I can't use my right hand for.
Such as?
Yeah. Like, I can't use my right hand to throw something correctly.
Huh.
Yeah, there are some things. Like, I can't use my right hand for. Yeah. But I use both, normal. But you can't even know that I'm using left.
Now.
Wow. Wow.
All right, thank you for
thank
sharing.
Thank you so much. Well, what did your mom say when they beat you, that left hand is bad, or what did
they
say?
You know, their belief is that there will say, if you understand this, they will say, oh, by the view, what will see? Like, someone is spoiled, like, the left hand.
Wow.
I was not looking at that. What was the bad thing? I mean,
that means the left hand is bad.
That's the only thing. All right. Thank you so much.
But is that true? Is the left hand really bad?
It's not true. I don't think it's true. There must be a story behind it that, because that's how we just carry things, we believe things, and we just hold on to it.
Nobody, or maybe there was a story,
why.
Something happened, and then, I mean, talking from being in Africa right now.
Yeah.
Hello.
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 Hi, good morning. What's your name?
What's up, Lagos? Well, my name is Samson. I'm calling from Ikeja.
Welcome,
Hi, Samson.
Just alive.
Welcome.
I've been calling for like, I don't know how long.
We're glad you made it.
I'm glad I made it through today.
Welcome.
Okay, a quick one. My son is left-handed. They mm-hmm. call them lefty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, calling the MLB, they call him lefty.
The lefty now, yeah. You know, again.
Yeah, yeah. So I tried, correcting it to the right hand, but it keeps disturbing him. So later on, we visited the physician and he said we should just allow him be. Hmm. So definitely, we adjust them, you know.
So why did you want to correct it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, the fact that maybe in evil spirit, and I reincarnate them, I'll do something like that. I was just hearing that from my mom, but. Well, I told her that she should leave the guy.
Mm.
Abi?
Yeah, so, and he's good with the left. He's good with the left hand. Mm. Very good.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay, so we're getting somewhere.
Evil spirit.
Remember, there's a part one of this conversation. Usually Mondays, we have a part two on Tuesdays.
All right.
We have Grandma Nini. All right, Grandma Nini is on the line and she's calling from Bariga. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Dr. Dimeji. Hello. How are we?
We're fine. Welcome.
Oh, God bless you. God bless you both and keep you going.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank
you.
Grace.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
I just want to tell you this. My most senior brother and I are left-handed.
Mm. Okay.
We went through primary school because we went to St. Xavier's Corona Grange. We never knew we were left-handed.
Wow.
Until we got to secondary school. And I had a tough time and I became withdrawn in my first year in secondary school. Because I was beaten, I was molested until I told my father.
Wow.
Later, I got to know from my father, because later he now told us the story, that he was left-handed too.
Wow.
But he was beaten, molested, and he had to change.
Wow.
Now, playing table tennis, doing sports and things, he uses his left. Writing, he uses his right. But his writing was very bad.
Mm.
He was a medical doctor. Mm. When he went to Britain to study was when he got to know that most left-handers, the balance to the brain is your right.
Absolutely.
So, but when your left hand is disturbed, the brain balance is disturbed.
Absolutely.
Mm. My father, sometimes when he was alive, you could be talking to him and he'll be gone.
Hmm.
He could hear you, but he wouldn't coordinate. It would take time for him to coordinate.
Mm.
So he never really, you know, he just kept that. Nobody should touch us. Like, I would go to the market, I would want to buy things, and they would tell me, Mapa, what are you, senior? I say, use your right hand. I say, if I use my right hand, and I pick it, and I look at it, I will not buy it. Oh, why? I said, because that is my dirty hand.
Mm.
So what I'm going to eat, I will pick with my left, and then I will pay for it. I said, not be God create hand and right, left hand and right hand.
I don't know.
And you not tell us for the book, say, you know, good.
Mm.
That's right.
Thank you, Grandma Nene.
That's just it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, man. Oh, God bless you, too.
So we'll be having a psychologist to join us tomorrow to expatiate on this psychological effect of correcting your child who is a left-hander.
Or changing.
Oh, yeah. Or changing. I'm not using the word correct. Mm-hmm. Changing.
Mm-hmm.
Your child who is a left-hander to being a right-hander. But today we just want to find out the myths. What are those beliefs? Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Morning, Takas. How are you doing?
We're doing fine.
You're imitating my voice, really.
What did you say?
Well,
what did you say?
I thought you was imitating my voice.
No.
No.
Thanks. It's a great one you brought this up. I'm left-handed.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
You understand? But I notice I use my right hand, right? You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Which means There's a mistake somewhere, but I've decided not to ask anybody because I'm good with my left. I play ball with my left hand.
Mm.
I play table tennis with my left. But if I'm writing, I use my right. which means maybe possibly I was compelled.
To use your right.
And if it has the abuse come, I look at the caller before the last set. It's like a generational misconception, you understand?
Yeah. That's right.
Things have to change with time. I know everybody has their own culture. You understand? Yeah. And culture was brought by so-so person and it can be changed.
That's right.
You understand? So I just feel when a child uses left, you know, like in my entire life, I've never seen where a baby crawls, but I saw my cousin crawling with his bumbum before he started crawling with his knee.
Wow.
You understand?
Yes. That's right.
And I'd never seen it in my life.
Wow.
They were like forcing him. I said, leave him. Before I knew it, he started walking. You understand? So so long as a child is okay, somebody is okay, they have their own level of growth.
Yeah.
Let them grow with it.
That's right. That's
I know the former governor of Lagos State was left-handed. Obama himself was left-handed.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you just people are not different. Just let them be in their own way.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We have Madam Akigbe on the line.
Hello, top of the day to you.
Hello, it.
Hello, happy dining.
Holy Adao.
Yeah, you know, I want to, as regards to teacher and people.
No, as we are left-handed, we are moved. We are moved from that. We cannot. We have limited time, ma'am.
All right. As regards to left-handedness, it is natural in the sense that the thinking faculty of hemisphere is on the left on their own. So if you change the left hand, what about the thinking faculty hemisphere that is on the brain? Their own is on the left. So that is how they think towards their, they want to think towards the thinking faculty hemisphere. Do you understand?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, so if you force them to change their left, what about the thinking faculty hemisphere that is already on the left? They are trying to pull it out of the brain, which is not going to help them.
Yeah.
What is the myth? What did they say about left-handed people that you know of?
You know, in the Bible, it says God said, the devil is on the left hand. Jesus is on the right hand. He drives the left hand people into the kingdom of darkness.
Oh.
I mean, that is the scary aspect of it.
All right.
So people just interpret it in the wrong way. But who owns the body? Where is the temple of God?
Is the body. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Left hand side and left hand, are they the same?
I don't know. Anyway, Martin is on the line. Hi, Martin.
Hi.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Yeah, well done, my brother, my sister.
Well done, Martin.
Tell you a little story about the left-hand people.
Okay. I'm trying to make it short.
First.
Okay.
I have a younger brother by name Chizoba. He's a left-handed person.
Okay.
And also a cousin, Dr. Benson, also a left-handed person. Why they were growing up, or why we were growing up, my younger brother, Chizoba, suffered a lot of humiliation, even from my parents.
Wow.
As well as all the family members. But today I can tell you he's the most brilliant, brilliant boy, or even say man in my community.
Wow.
Even that of Dr. Benson. Dr. Benson lives in South Africa.
Wow.
Then I want to give a reference.
Okay.
You know, people are talking about the left-handed people, the things they face in life, but I can tell you that they are peculiar people in life. They are special people. In fact, their reasoning is even out of this world. Check out Rafael Nadal, for instance.
Yeah.
Long tennis player. He's my number one all over the world.
That's right.
Rafael Nadal is not a left-handed person. Do you know that? You don't know. He's not a left-handed person. But his coach, his uncle, told him that every other player uses right hand. So go against, use the left hand, and you defeat them. And he became world number one for several years.
That's right.
Just because he's using left. If you watch him, he has been you watch that sport. Whenever he finished playing, he writes with his right hand. But when he's serving, when he's playing, he plays with the left hand.
Okay.
All right.
And likewise, so many other players. So many other players, they are not even left-legged people, but they were taught to use left because when you are using your left, the opponent is slower because they are, you know, everybody is right.
All right.
Okay.
Martins, thank you.
I mean, going by a study, those who use left hand, I mean, I said that earlier, those who are left-handed, mm-hmm. they do better. They're at advantage when they use your left hand. Mm-hmm. They're at advantage when it comes to sporting activities. Yeah. So yeah, to an extent, I agree with what he said.
More calls. Oh, one more call before going to break. Yeah.
Hello, we have limited time to pick your call right now.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Just alive. You have 30 seconds. We need to go on a break.
30 seconds. Wow. Well, a lot has been said. Mm-hmm. But what actually happens when a child is forced from left to right is that since the message comes from the brain, the message to change the hand has to go back to the brain and be reprocessed. Mm-hmm. So that child has a tendency of being slow. Mm. That's what happens to my son.
Ah.
Wow. And in later life, such people end up with Alzheimer.
Ah.
Okay.
Yeah, they do. Okay. But while they're growing up, they are very intelligent, very...